Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Intuitively You. I'm your host, Danielle Huff. I'm so glad and excited that you're with me today. I hope you all can hear me very well. I hope things are going well for you today. We're going to send love and energy through this show. This show, we're going to get started because there's a lot today. And you may want to go back and listen to the replay, and that's okay. The energy's still alive. It is time. It is time. Spirit has spoken, and it is time for you to hear your own truth, to feel your own knowing and trust it. Many things have been happening in the energy world of our world today because we're all energy, right? I digress. Ha. Anyway, going back to that, is that spirit saying you do know, you just forgot that you came in knowing. And it's time to realign back into the knowing that you know that you know. And I know for some of you, you're like, what does that even mean? We're going to take you back into your soul guidance system, if you will. When you came to Earth, you came equipped with everything you know, sense-wise, as in interpreting your intuitive, your intuit, if you will. Right, interpreting it from the journey of soul, not from the journey of man or human or our ego that we've created over soul, right? We're going to peel those layers back, but we're going to do it in such a natural, easy way that ego's not even going to be present. They'll be like, where did it go? And that's okay. Let it go. So if you heard about the show, knew about the show, sorry, let me clear this. Whew, we're clearing a lot. Excuse me. So if you heard on this show or you heard through social media or however, I asked you to grab your notebooks because today you're going to want to take notes. You're going to write down your own stories, your answers, your questions, whatever it is that you're guided to write because no stone's unturned right now. Spirit is bringing everything to life. Earth is bringing everything to life. The energy coming down in our solar system right now is huge cosmic energy, which is saying, ha-ha, we see you. Ha-ha, it's revealed. More light is coming into the world. And as that more light hits the world, it hits the human, right? It hits us. And we are expanding. And if you're restricting and contracting, you're going to feel stuck or set back or even tired, right? Spirit is never tired. Do you know that? Tired and sleepiness and heaviness and all those things are things that you've bought into knowing and believing in. Because as a child, when you are being imprinted, someone told you you're tired, go to bed. And you're like, I'm 3 years old and I could stay up forever. But the body gives out. And so there's a knowing that our body needs to rest. And there's a knowing that we learn through our system. That's why some of your children don't go to bed till 11 and can get up at 5 and be like, woohoo, and the other one needs 20 hours sleep. Everyone's on their own system, their own journey. But in saying that, they come in knowing. There's a knowing, an already trust system set up within you that will guide you through your whole entire journey that you wrote before you came, that you spoke into existence before you ever came to Earth, or while you were on Earth in a new form, if you will. We are energy. We are open lights. We are spirited guides to the soul. Solar system didn't get its name because soul wasn't involved, right? Let's think about some of these synchronicities even in our words. But today I want you to meet your soul in a new way. I want you to connect in trust in a new way that your soul, your connection to soul, to source, to light, to God, whatever you call it, always has been and always will be true. We connected. If you see it as separate, it's because you create a belief in separation. There is no separation. There's uniqueness and there's different qualities and quantities and things like that we've learned. But truly, energy is all one. Energy is flow of one. And we're all interconnected. And souls are connected, right? Yes, that piece of you that holds soul of source. We're going to step into that right now. But before we do, I want you to grab your pen and paper And we're going to ask, and you may hear, see, or feel. I just know that you're going to receive messages in your own way. You're going to actually converse today with soul. And maybe this is your first time, or maybe you've done it a million times. But today goes deeper. Today goes to a whole new level for wherever you are. And as we begin, I want you to ask, how do I know when I know something? Do you see it, hear it, feel it? When you feel that source speaks to you, or your heart speaks to you, or you get that little whisper or that knowing, how does that come into your representational system? How does it come into you? Do you hear a message? Do you see a vision? Do you smell a certain smell and it creates? Do you taste something? What is it? Or maybe it's a little bit of all. But before you can interpret, you've got to know how you're doing it, right? Like, where do I look? Where do I see? Where do I feel? Right? We're all vibration. And you're tapping in into that circular journey that's been created. And now you're here to play it out. But we often act like we're not here or we don't know, and you do know. We're going back into the programming and resetting and realigning. And aligning you back into spirited truth right now with you, your soul truth, your soul knowing. And on a conscious level, there may be things that you're not ready to know or you're blocking to know. Leave it. Don't get frustrated. Leave it alone. When you're ready, it will appear. And if you're mad at yourself for not being ready, then clear some stuff, right? Do a session. Do some clearing on yourself. Figure out what that is. But today, soul speaks in truth to you. Soul, how do you hear it? How do you feel it? How do you know? How do you believe there's a soul? And for this, I want you to write that down. What do I believe soul looks like to me? What do I believe soul sounds like to me? We're getting deep because you're meeting them, right? When you meet somebody, take in their whole essence. So we're bringing in the whole essence of soul. Bring, yes, that in. Write your answers down so you know them. Will they change over time? Yes. Is it okay? Yes. Will you trust one sense over another? Yes. Is it okay that you don't hear and you see but you don't know? And you? Yes. Your way is right for you. And you may even want to write that down. My way of knowing is right for me. Because when you try to sign up and learn and know and feel as others, you get all confused. Or you get scared that it may not be right because you've never done it that way. Or that way doesn't really work for you because they gave you advice. Do steps 1 through 5 and you will do this. How many times did that not work, right? Yeah. Let your soul and spirit create your own 5 steps, right? Within the mindset. So right in front of you, create spirited soul. What does soul feel like? What does it look like? Does it have eyes? Does it have a mouth so you can communicate? Or is it just vibration for you? Could be a collar for you. It's whatever you create it to be. Whatever you, at your level, right where you are, trust soul to feel and know for you. Okay. Maybe some of you want to draw it out. Maybe you want to write out the characteristics of it. Maybe you want to paint a picture, or maybe there's a symbolism that comes up. These are the things I want you to take note of in your notebook, right? Because these notes you can go back to and go, oh my gosh, this happened. Or wow, this happens in this way now. It's for you to know your own growth and to know your own clarity, communication with soul. And now you're going to write your intention down. Create one thing that you would like answered from soul. Do you need to see the big picture? Do you need to see some details of a certain part of your life? Do you just need a yes, no, and move on? You're conversing with soul right now. you're conversing with soul. So if you want to write down your question as soul is reading it, or you can speak it out loud as soul is hearing it, you can have your eyes open or closed. There's a lot of energy running right now. Don't do this when driving. I can already tell you that. Whew, yeah. Okay, what do you want to know that you truly want to know? That you, and maybe you think you know and you're like, I think I know this, but I'm going to ask one more time. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm pulling in your energy field today because I want to do some clearing as we speak to get rid of some of that mistrust that you created within yourself. Because every time you did know truth and maybe justified it away or that can't happen, or your critical factor, you know, that space between your forehead, that little yes, no, maybe it got in the way. We're not judging it. You're right where you need to be. But this is what I know in truth for you, is today you will hear, see, and feel your message from soul, because we're opening the hearts and we're ready to hear. So however you want to see, I want you to feel soul put a finger right on your heart. If you want to, you can place your own finger on your heart. And I want you to breathe, and I want you to feel the palpitations, the beat. Just feel it. Don't try to change it. You're just observing it. And when your mind's quiet right now, I want you to go ahead and again ask that question. Then I want you to take a breath and listen, see, feel. Grab your pen or pencil, your notebook. You can have your eyes open or closed. You can have your head turned away, but I want you to just begin writing. And you may just scribble. You may draw. You may write in words. But we're just allowing spirit to talk through our hands right now. Breathe. Some of you will write slow. Some of you will write very fast. Some will slow and stop. Start again. However spirit flows to you. We're not judging the words or the characters or the lines. We're just receiving and putting in our notebook what spirit says. Soul says to us. Some of you are going to begin releasing through your eyes, so if tears come, let them come. Some of you may cough, and releasing through the chest area and opening the heart center. Those of you are feeling pressure in your temples, I'm just going to open that up, opening up that intuitive analytical mind to become into oneness that you can hear, that you can know. Soul does speak to you. Energy is vibration that you intuit, interpret through your mind. Work with your soul. Some of you are mediumship, and I know you see all the other spirits around you. I want you to ask them just to back up, that you're playing just with your own soul right now. And take your time with this. Go back, start and stop the episode, whatever you need to do. I know we only have 30 minutes, so... But continue to write as you listen. Continue to write as you hear, feel. Breathe and let it out. Some of you will chant. Some of you will just be in silence. Some of you may sing. We're just really opening and seeing how this spirit, how this soul comes through me, spiritual, spirited, right? How does that happen? For me, it completes the sentence. It comes through my voice. It comes through my hands. It comes through my heart. Comes through my third eye, comes through my ears, comes through my sensory, comes through my taste, and comes through all of me, whatever that is. As we are doing this, the energy is inside your body right now, opening up your DNA source, opening you up into new levels, holding more light, less density, more light, less density, more light, less density. And even right now, if you try to resist, it almost pushes you forward. Feel that? Try to resist. It pushes you forward. Yeah. The energies are moving us in our bodies on Earth as water, right? Because we're, what, 75-80% water, just like the oceans, just like the water. Energy is pushing us in our body into action, not against your free will, but for things that you've said you're going to do. Things that you've already put in motion that are happening. And you want to go, oh, wait, it's too fast. Or, oh, it's too slow. It's not going this way or that way. Clear that ego. Sometimes I like to play with my ego and be like, shh, listen to soul for a minute. That's something that you don't. And then my ego's like, what, really? I thought I'd do everything, right? You can have these thoughts. It's not craziness. It's that inner knowing of you that says there's something blocking me, right? There's something thinking it knows that it doesn't know, or that overconfidence that's not there, but we're portraying it, right? It's okay to talk to yourself. It's okay to talk to your soul. When you're in silence, that's the most communication that's ever going on. That's why silence is necessary. Silence is desired. Yeah. Yes, it's fun to be out there in the emotion and commotion and all of the things. But when you get quiet with soul and you start your day or end your day or create your day all along the way with soul, what happens? Your enthusiasm, your heart center, your happiness, all these things begin to glow. New gifts light up. That's a great one to ask soul. Soul, what gift am I not using that I know I have? Not how do I use it, when do I use it, just what gift? And allow me to use it now. So it came back into consciousness that you did have this gift that you used to do or you used to use, and now you're like, oh, I haven't used that in a while. It's still there. It's still present. And to give you an even bigger gift today, we're going to go back. We're going to go back in the consciousness, in the mind, into a deep, deep, deep space timeline. Have your eyes closed. Let the experience happen the moment before you came into the mother's womb. The moment before you came into mother's womb. Just observe it. Allow all the faculties, all the knowings, all the GPS, guidance system, knowing systems, fully equipped system. And breathe that down to now. I am now present. I am now here. I am now present. I am now here. Some of you are going to hear some ear popping, ear ringing. Body may want to move, adjust. Your spine will move. It's realigning to the energy. Before you had all the blocks, all you had before the, I can't even talk, I shouldn't have done it with you, hold on, all before you were imprinted in all the belief systems, all the ways that you thought were right or wrong, good or bad. Feel this moment come through your body. Pick up your pen and ask, do I know? And see what your hand writes out. Yes. Am I fully equipped? Those of you who do muscle testing, you can definitely do muscle testing. Yes. Let soul answer through your muscular system. It's a great way to believe and trust. Muscles never lie. Soul never lies. So truth is always known. So you may ask right here, right now, have I always known truth? Yes. And where am I playing in my askew vision that's not allowing me to see truth? And truth just is. Truth is not an emotion. It's not the story that your mind creates to be. You're the observer of what's happening in that moment from soul level. Say, this is truth for me. I'm aligned in my greatness. I'm aligned in my knowing. As that energy comes through, what do you hear for you? And as we're clearing and cleaning the mind space, clearing and cleaning the head space, you can have a revival of life, because now you're back in the mode of, what do I want to believe in? Letting go of old paradigms that created blocks for you, that created limited mentality, limited growth, limited knowing. And limited is whatever it means to you. It doesn't mean small, large, big, or small. It just means that you can't think any further than this. You can't create any further than this. But you can. And you will. Okay. Now that you have a clearing and a knowing, I want you to imagine again going back into your heart center. You place your hand there. Feel the heartbeat. And when you're ready, I want you to ask your next knowing intention. Show me. When you ask, it is given. When you ask, it is given to you. Universe never tells you no. God never tells you no. Source never tells you no. You tell you no. You are the source of your own rejection. So you right now may want to ask someone to clear out rejection. Clear out the no's that you created for yourself, and to be able to experience life in a magical way, in a happy way, in a lighted way, whatever you want to ask for. Allow me to experience me in my soul journey. You put this into your own words. Ask for what you want. Ask for what you feel you need. The reason a lot of people don't use the word need is because it comes from a scarcity mindset, thinking that we don't already have it. But sometimes what I've found is that your consciousness needs to know that it's there. And so sometimes seeing it removed allows you to know that it's needed, which allows it to become present. So whatever word, want, desire, need, however you want to do it, whatever that word is, you holding, somebody's holding resentment, I can feel it. When you're holding resentment against someone else, ask soul to show you them in a beautiful light, right where they are. And release your expectation of them from being any different than they are in the moment. Woo, there went a lot of headspace. There went a lot of energy. Yeah. So if you're still in that relationship that you know that's not for you, move on. Make it easy. Don't buy into the feel stories, the fears. No. If you're supposed to start that new job, create that new program, whatever it is, with the yearning in your heart, and you may ask, Spirit, what do I need to do now? Sometimes it's moment by moment in our days. Like, I don't know what to do with myself. Ask soul, what do I do in this moment? And then be that. Be the action of your existence in your soul, in your human body. Allow yourself to be guided by the soul. The trust. Trust that soul always has the best for you. And timing is of the essence of the soul, not of the essence of man. That's where your impatience comes from. When it comes from the essence of the soul. And maybe after today you'll want to get a special journal or notebook just for you, but you can write on paper, napkin, air, it doesn't matter. Start your communication. Start your dialogue. If you're on social media with me, I would love to hear your feedback from today. If you have some ideas, things that you want to hear on this show, I'm open to that too. I just really listen to spirit and go with that. But I'm here for you. If you feel like you're ready to go to a new level, but you have some angst and fear, go ahead and set up that session. Go ahead and set up for your learnings, right? Because we're here for you. And you're here for you now. And there's a beautiful journey in front of you when you let go and trust. Creating and controlling are two different things, but you've learned them crisscross a lot of times. So let's go back into the energy of childlike beings, of wonder and awe. When we talk about the essence of a child, we're not talking about bad behavior, not being able to walk and talk and blah, blah, blah. We're talking about the essence, the true energy, the true spirited vibration of energy. That one right there in your gut. You feel that? Let that come up to your heart center. And let that flow up to your third eye. And let that flow out to the top of your head and around and back down to your feet again. And let that be a continual flow for you. Just know that it's always flowing in oneness. We're here for you. I hope you enjoyed working with your soul today, speaking with your soul. I'm here for you, JanielleHuff.com. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.